Hydraulic fracturing, more commonly known as fracking, has seen a boom in the state of Colorado as of the past decade, which has sparked a great deal of tension among local communities. Under Colorado's existing regulations, the wellbore of fracking operations must be located at least 500 feet from any buildings. For residents living in this close proximity, this entails noise, various forms of pollution, and other stressors that may negatively impact physical and mental health. Many of the people in these communities fear that the 500-foot buffer required of these oil and gas installations does not provide enough distance for homes and schools to escape the serious threats commonly posed by fracking. In addition to environmental and human health concerns, many nearby residents find themselves unable to sleep as they are driven mad by the constant humming that reverberates through their home's foundation. Longtime Thornton resident Mindy White currently lives within a quarter mile of a fracking well and has to deal with the constant humming produced from horizontal drilling underneath her home.
Yeah, so since February of 2020, I've pretty much spent 90% of my time sleeping on the couch in the center of my home because the noises from the fracking come up through the foundation of our house, and so our bed is against an outside wall and I cannot sleep through it.
Nearby truck traffic running in and out of these sites further adds to the noise, in addition to kicking up dust and other airborne pollutants, creating another layer of industrial disruption.
I'm within a probably half mile to three-quarter mile of one of those big things, you know, that they wall off with the tan high walls, and God knows what goes on behind there, and, you know, trucks come and go and all of that.
This is Clark Sainz, who has raised his family in Thornton and at times has lived within a quarter mile of fracking sites. Though the noise and disruption are unbearable for some, Sainz has more pressing concerns.
They put the walls up, did stuff, finished, took all the walls down, and now you'd never know anything was there. But it's hard to know what the ramifications were for me from an air quality standpoint or a water quality standpoint.
After many other community members voiced similar concerns regarding air and water quality, in 2017, the city of Thornton created new rules stating that oil wells must be positioned at least 750 feet away from other structures, a 50% increase in the previous 500-foot buffer. Though supported by residents, these legal developments created turmoil as two industry groups filed to sue the city of Thornton, claiming these new rules conflict with state law. By 2018, Thornton's extended barrier had been reverted back to 500 feet. This poses the question of whether local residents trust industry leaders to act based on what is best for the community.
I don't. I mean, people like me don't get to make the rules. People that own oil companies get to make the rules, and they certainly are.
This legal dispute, among many others, begs the questions of who is in charge and what are they doing to make this process safe for both humans and the environment. Technically, oil and gas development in Colorado is overseen by the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, one of the industry leaders that sued Thornton. Yet when asked to comment on their level of responsibility to ensure safe energy production in Colorado, our request was denied by the commission's community relations supervisor. Recent changes in legislation have provided local governments with land use authority to regulate the siting of oil and gas locations, essentially shifting power from the industry to local municipalities. For the first time since the introduction of fracking to Colorado's Front Range, residents have a sense of hope that decision makers may finally consider the costs of this intrusive process in future policy formulation.
So, I mean, there's a huge amount of oil and gas jobs in the state of Colorado. If you were to ban fracking immediately, certainly it would put a hardship on the state of Colorado. But I wouldn't say the benefits outweigh the costs. I would say the costs outweigh the benefits.
Colorado's oil and gas industry is responsible for generating over $1 billion in tax revenues each year. Yet the question remains if this is sufficient compensation for the damages caused to both the environment and surrounding communities. Furthermore, is it worth the expenditure of time, money, and resources to repair these damages when the process of hydraulic fracturing could be abandoned for safer forms of energy production? Residents in Denver suburbs have repeatedly attempted to distance fracking operations from their homes, only to be blocked by their own politicians, but that is beginning to change. According to Mackenzie Stone, a graduate student with a focus on environmental policy, fracking has exacerbated political divisions in a purple state whose economy is based on oil, but whose way of life is dependent on access to an unspoiled environment.
The state's new and old sectors have merged as Colorado's population has grown. So at a time of major political divide in this country, measures to limit fracking have sort of created a tug of war between economic growth and environmental regulations.
Though fracking will most likely be a central part of Colorado's economy for years to come, recent developments provide hope that energy production in this state will soon be conducted in a more friendly manner, both to residents and their beloved environment. For the Brink Series and KGNU, this has been Jake Fouts and Gabe Semenza.